Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
On the show this week, we talked about a BBC investigation and research from the University of Bath that showed that school children there are unwittingly smoking vapes laced with the dangerous synthetic drug spice. And Professor Chris Pudney from the University of Bath also told me that he believes they've identified social media accounts selling vapes containing spice here in Ireland or to Ireland. Well, Professor Eamon Keenan is the HSE's National Clinical Lead on Addiction Services, and he joins me now. Eamon, good to have you back with us on the programme. I'm sure you're concerned about this, but is there any evidence, as far as you're aware, that vapes laced with spice are being sold here?
Yeah. Good morning, Claire. Look, we haven't carried out a similar piece of research to that was carried out in the UK. I think it would be really interesting to do that. It would require resources. But we do know that synthetic cannabinoids are available in vapes. I suppose we in Ireland we have had seizures of edibles, liquids and plant materials which have been laced with synthetic cannabinoids. So it would be naive of us to think that these substances aren't circulating in Ireland. I suppose in Europe, European countries identified 20 new synthetic cannabinoid compounds in 2024. So these are circulating. And I think that we do need to look at what we are selling in the vape shops, but also what's available on the illegal market.
Well, when we were covering this, we heard that there is a service in the UK where you can send in the vape liquid and have it tested. We don't have that here, do we?
No, we don't have that particular type of service, but we do have our own laboratory here in the National Drug Treatment Centre, which can analyse substances that are submitted. The Forensic Science Ireland can analyse substances that are seized. So we do have the capability within our laboratory network to analyse substances. And I suppose what I would really like to see is some test purchases being conducted in the vape shops to see what exactly is being sold.
So who would need to purchase those vapes in order for you to be able to test them? How would that work?
I think we could do a piece of work in conjunction with Ngaire Síochána in relation to looking at what is available, what's being sold, what's it being described as. Because you can see at the minute, even since the ban of HHC, which occurred in July of this year, products are being sold which say that this produces a calmness or a wellness. It's THC and HHC free, but it doesn't say exactly what's in it. So it really would be interesting to see that, and we'd be happy to work with Ngaire Síochána in relation to analysing the test purchases.
Well, particularly, I would imagine, if there is spice being sold in these vapes to children, potentially, Eamon, because, you know, people are becoming more and more aware now of the harm that drug in particular can do.
Absolutely, yeah. And sort of spices are sort of catch-all for synthetic cannabinoids. We've also seen the semi-synthetic cannabinoids, HHC, but there's a wide variety of synthetic cannabinoids out there, some of which are extremely potent and much more likely to cause mental health problems and difficulties.
And it's a drug, isn't it, that was linked to a spate of overdoses in Irish prisons that people might remember from last year. It's a particularly dangerous group of drugs, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I think it could certainly be possibly implicated in driving an increase in adolescents to our mental health services that we have seen associated with drug use. And I suppose it's a really worrying time for parents. I suppose sometimes they feel a little bit disempowered, and they don't really know how to talk to their children about drugs and about these synthetic cannabinoids. So what we're going to do is, when we really think parents are a very important peer influence on their children, and children do listen to their parents. So we're organising a webinar in October for parents, a parental webinar, and it's what you need to know about HHC. And we appreciate HHC has been banned, but since the ban, you know, there's still a range of substances available in shops. parents are concerned, they need signposts to support, and they need information about the current landscape. So that's a webinar that we're running October the 7th, and people can sign up to that or register for that on our website, drugs.ie/parents.
Okay, and that'll be very useful for parents who want to find out more about this area, because it's a bit of a minefield, isn't it? Because you mentioned edibles as well. You know, the fact that children might be buying some of these products on Snapchat, it's just really difficult for parents to control, never mind the authorities, because HHC is banned, but it sounds like you're not confident that it's gone or will be gone in short order from the market. It could still be around, right?
I think it could still be around. I think it could be shifted, has shifted into the illicit market. You mentioned Snapchat and various online marketplaces that drugs can be purchased on, and we really don't know, has HHC moved into that? We really need to see what is being sold in the vape shops as well. So I think we really can't take our eye off the ball in relation to this.
Mm-hmm.
Just that HHC has now been banned, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean to say that everything is fine, because there's a myriad of other substances.
And who Eamon is responsible for enforcement? Is that the Gardaí for making sure that HHC is not being sold?
It's the Gardaí. It's also, we have our Misuse of Drugs Act under the Department of Health. So it's a combination Department of Health, Department of Justice and Garda Síochána to ensure that the law is enforced.
Now, the HSE were also at Electric Picnic again a couple of weeks ago just to test drugs, identify trends. What did you find there?
Okay, well, so again, we were there with our volunteers engaging with people who are attending Electric Picnic, and we also had our laboratory, back of house laboratory, checking samples which were submitted. So we got a total of 110 samples submitted to us. The usual type of drugs that we would see at events, MDMA, cocaine, ketamine. And I suppose just a note in relation to the MDMA, year on year we've been seeing increases in the potency or strength of MDMA. And this year, one of the tablets we identified was 312 milligrams, contained 312 milligrams of MDMA, which is the highest that we've ever seen in Ireland. So we put out a risk communication to people attending the event in relation to the high strength MDMA that was circulating, which can lead to many more problems. Interestingly as well, we also got some MDMA which had, or some tablets in which had no MDMA in them at all, and were being sold as MDMA. So
they had nothing in them at all, no active ingredient
nothing,
at all.
No psychoactive substance contained in them at all.
So at 312 milligrams, I mean, how risky is that for somebody who's taking MDMA at that potency?
Okay, so that could kill you. You know, that if somebody is drug naive, first time they've ever taken drugs, they could take that. It's over three times the normal dose, if you like, or of MDMA. It can cause a significant rise in temperature. It can cause seizures. It can cause cardiac problems. So it's a really potent substance.
And that's clearly out there then in the Irish market. Yeah. If you were coming across it at Electric Picnic, it's terrifying really to hear about it.
Yeah, well, it's one of the reasons we do this back-of-house checking at festivals. Obviously, we would prefer if people didn't take drugs and it's safer not to take drugs. But the reality is drugs are circulating. We need to know what's in the drugs that are circulating. And this is one method that we can identify what's in the drugs and get out our risk communication message.
All right, Eamon, thank you very much. We'll leave it there for now. And a reminder again that seminar for parents is on the 7th of October, and you can register on drugs.ie/parents if you want more information around these synthetic drugs that are sometimes contained in vapes and edibles and so on. That's Eamon Keenan there, Professor Eamon Keenan from the HSE. Continue the energy credits, cut college fees, what issues face government ahead of budget 2026. We'll be discussing that later on in the programme. And Brian O'Connell meets the beekeepers who are worried about Asian hornets and the damage they could do to our native pollinators.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.